Chapter 14. Molly and Suit and Jesse were in his office early the next morning when Molly suggested that they should put a protective detail on Jesse, maybe in 3 8-hour shifts, now that somebody had used him for target practice with an assault weapon.
"Hard no," Jesse said. "We don't have the numbers, that's one thing, and I don't need somebody to hold my hand."
"I'm not talking about somebody holding your hand," Molly said. "Just watching your back, in case this guy tries again."
"I'd be happy to do it," Suit said.
"I know you would," Jesse said. "I just think it's bad optics for the chief of police to need a bodyguard."
"The way I see it," Molly said, "it would be much worse optics if the next time somebody took a shot at you, they hit what they were aiming at."
"If you don't want one of us to do it," Suit said, "we could ask Sonny."
Molly grinned. "And she'd probably do it for free," she said. "Guard Jesse's body, I mean."
"She'd have to do it in Florida the next couple of days," Jesse said. "You're going down there?" Suit said.
"So far, what the bartender told me is the best lead we got," Jesse said.
"The chief in Wellington would probably be willing to put one of his people on it and save you a trip," Molly said.
"But they wouldn't be as good as me," Jesse said.
Now Suitcase Simpson grinned.
"Nobody better," he said.
"Just ask him," Molly said.
"He's the chief, after all," Suit said.
Molly asked if Jesse needed her to make a flight reservation and book a hotel. Jesse said he already had, that he was leaving in the late afternoon for West Palm Beach and had booked himself into a Hampton Inn in Wellington. She asked if he'd booked a rental car. He said he'd forgotten. She said she'd take care of it. Jesse called Cole on his way to the airport, told him where he was going and why.
"Old-fashioned police work," Cole said. "What did they used to call you guys back in the day? Flatfoots?"
"Even if we had high arches."
Jesse had gone back and forth inside his own head about telling Cole that somebody had tried to kill him, but told him now. Molly and Suit were like family, but Cole was the only real family he had. Jesse sometimes thought of their relationship the way he thought about himself. Work in progress.
"If he tried once, he could try again," Cole said.
"Maybe you need to catch this guy before you do anything else."
"Thought about it," Jesse said. "But for now, I'm staying with the real murder, and not the attempted one."
"When you get back from Florida, I'll come for dinner," Cole said.
"Molly thinks I need a bodyguard when I get back."
"I volunteer," Cole said. "I'm already great at surveillance."
"Did one of your commanding officers tell you that?"
"It was more something I intuited."
"Being the cocky bastard you are,
where do you think I get it from?"
Jesse said he'd call in a couple of days. Cole told him to watch his ass.
"That's my line," Jesse said, "now that you're a statey."
"I love you," Cole said.
It was something he'd been saying lately when they'd get off the phone, as if it were a new jacket he was trying on for size.
"Yeah, well, don't make a big deal out of it," Jesse said.
He had satellite radio in the Explorer. He put on the channel for Sinatra, who used to say he was sorry for all the people who didn't drink.
Frank was finishing up Angel Eyes. "Excuse me while I disappear."
Jesse wasn't disappearing. Wasn't running away from anything, including whoever had taken the shot at him last night. He was just being a cop, working a case about an ex-drunk who hadn't been as lucky as Jesse had been on his terrace. He knew he could have asked for help in Florida. He'd worked with Kelly Cruz, a kick-ass detective out of Fort Lauderdale, on the Florence Horvath case. They'd made a good team. But he didn't want to hand this one off. Kelly Cruz was damn good, just not as good as he was. He hadn't been bullshitting Molly and Suit in the office. He'd never thought anybody was better than he was, whether he'd ended up in Paradise, Massachusetts or not. Had thought that even before he got sober. Jesse had booked himself an aisle seat close to the front of the plane with extra legroom. When they'd reached their cruising altitude, a pretty blonde flight attendant came along with the cart and asked if he wanted something to drink. "Always," he said.
She smiled at him with a lot of white teeth and said, "I meant right now."
So did I, Jesse said. He asked her for a bottle of water. It was one of the small ones you get on airplanes. Jesse finished it in about 3 gulps. Then he put the seat back as far as it would go and stretched out his legs as far as they could go and closed his eyes. He was still tired because of all the sleep he'd lost the night before. He didn't wake up until the pilot made the announcements about final preparations for their landing at West Palm Beach.